Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Finding joy in the simplicity of life. Since when did life get so complicated? What happened to the days of running wild and not having to worry about anything? Even as we've gotten older, it's still fun to remember the good old days and the simplicity of life. But truth be told, you can still have that feeling. With some daily effort, your life can be balanced between joy and simplicity. What most people don't realize is that their daily stressful lives are stressful because of themselves. They've booked themselves solid, ran themselves ragged, and planned too many to-dos to keep up. Even though this might be you, you don't have to accept it as your fate. You can easily change your daily path and get back to the basic simplicities of life with just a few small changes. Why spend your days catering to others when you can find your own joy first? Stop the madness of running yourself ragged and do yourself a favor. Slow down and savor every single moment with these strategies. Stop putting yourself on the back burner. Do you spend your time doing things for others and not doing anything for yourself? For just a few moments per day, do what you need to do for you. Smile at yourself in the mirror, tell yourself that you matter, and start off your day with your thoughts and feelings in mind. Slow down and smell the roses. This means physically and mentally. It's important to avoid rushing through your day and missing out on all the little moments in life. The moment you stop rushing and start appreciating, you'll begin to notice all the things that you've missed throughout the day. There are so many great things that you're missing out on. Read a book just for fun. Sometimes being an adult means that you have to read books and articles that you just don't want to read. Instead, head to the local library and pick up a stack of books or magazines that you actually want to read. When you have a book in hand that you're crazy about, reading becomes a whole new world. Allow yourself to say no. When you spend all day saying yes to others, it leaves nothing in reserve left over for you. The time is now to start saying no and supporting your own needs. Your family and friends will get over this change and will actually more likely understand. Finding joy doesn't have to take a ton of effort or time. You can easily make your life a better place with just a few simple changes. Start by understanding what you're missing in your life and then start factoring in the things that you need and want from there. Once you get a good grasp on it,
you're going to find self-love and happiness easily. Allow yourself to fall in love with the idea that life is simple and wonderful. Your life holds so much joy if you let yourself see it. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com. And please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.